Mayor Mark Stodola presented several plans for the state fairgrounds to expand if it stays in Little Rock, and took questions from the state's Livestock Show Association board. Stodola says keeping the fairgrounds in the city is a priority.
We don't want to lose it. I mean, I'm here fighting to keep it, and I would rather fight and win. The next option is to fight and unfortunately lose, and I don't want to lose. And I don't want the citizens to lose. I've had lots of people tell me about it, and as we were fashioning the sales tax issue, I really said, look, we've got to put some money in this thing to try and put some real financial commitment to it, and I'm very pleased that the citizens agreed to that.
The citizens of Little Rock may want it to stay, but the fair's general manager, Ralph Shoptaw, says they need more room, and their lack of space is hurting the fair.
We could do so much more. We could bring in more exhibits and more commercial type exhibits and things like that that we just don't have room for here.
And Shoptaw says with more space, they could be bringing in large events year-round.
We're too dependent on that 10-day fair, you know, which is, in October and weather. We've been really fortunate to have good weather, but if we ever have a really rainy 10 days, it'll really set us back.
Two of the mayor's proposals would expand the fair to the west, one would add land to the south, and one would grow it to the east where blocks of housing would need to be acquired. The city's housing authority already owns some of the houses, but others might need to be purchased through eminent domain. Shoptaw says he hopes it doesn't come to that.
You know, we would not want to be in a situation that we disrupted people and moved them out of their homes. There are a lot of vacant houses and lots in this neighborhood that could be utilized. At the corner of Schiller and Roosevelt, there's almost a whole block there that's almost empty.
Stodola says he's open to the idea.
Change is hard for everybody and anybody. I think the issue is there's a lot of property, not entirely, clearly, but there's a lot of property that's rental property, and so the issue is not quite as glaring in those issues. And the most important thing is to be sensitive about that and to make sure that when you do that, that not only are they getting fair compensation for their property, but they're also getting the assistance of relocation into safe and habitable housing.
State fair officials are still weighing their options, but hope to be close to a decision by their next quarterly board meeting. For FM 89 News, I'm Nathan Vandiver.